so fun. Let me catch my breath. Just kidding. How are you? So great to see everybody's faces, and congratulations to those of you who have just seriously leveled up. I mean, that's what this is all about. My opportunity today is really special. I'm just honored to be here after being here last year, and I want to deliver to you as much as I can the steps that I think are really essential if you want to take what you've learned over the course of the last 3 days. And for those of you who have decided, made a decision to level up, how do you make the most of that opportunity? Right? Because I'm sure, and I'd love to see, because I can see your comments now, which is really fun, and I can see you on all the screens, which is amazing for me. We feed off your energy, so thank you for, like, the smiles and the nodding. I love it! And the dancing and the waving. Wendy, I see you! And the hearts, it's so awesome. But I want to know, how many of you, like, your greatest fear right now is implementation? Right? Like, well, I know that Allison and her team are gonna do what they've promised, but will I follow through? So wave at me if you're like, yeah, that's me. My fear is like, will I get distracted? Will I lose focus? Will I stay the course? Good. I'm happy to see so many people waving because I totally relate. I have always been very distracted. Very unfocused. At age 45, I was diagnosed with ADHD, which was like really no surprise to me, but it was kind of nice to have that diagnosis and to know, like, okay, so there's not something wrong with my brain. I'm not stupid. I just am easily distracted. And what I want to share with you today is how I've been able to hone in on what I think is like a genius brain. So if you're easily distracted, if you're one of those creatives that, like, the problem isn't having ideas, the problem is you have too many ideas and not enough hours in the day. If that's you, I think this is really going to be helpful, because I believe that if we learn some really cool strategies, anything is possible. So let me know in the comments, like, how many of you feel like you're a pretty easily distracted person? Like, part of the problem is you want to do, like, too many things at once. Look at everybody's, like, pointing at themselves, like, hello, hi, that's me. Cool. Okay, so I'm going to help, I hope, today give you some strategies that are going to really make a big difference for you. But every piece of my success, I really believe, would not be possible if I didn't learn to manage my focus. And when I say that, I mean focusing on my priorities, focusing on one thing in my business versus the 19 things that I had popping around. Like, I've always been an entrepreneur, and from age 15 until about 29, I did usually 5 or 6 businesses at once for fear that I would pick the wrong one, right? For fear that if I focused in on just one thing, something else would pop off. And also because I was always seeing, like, other people who were doing something amazing, and then it'd be like, oh, a podcast, I should do that too. Do a webinar, okay, I should do that too. Oh, this person's, like, I would just, everything everybody else was doing, I would think, I could figure that out, and I'm going to do it too. And it wasn't until I really decided to, I didn't decide, I was told. That's the fact. I was told, you aren't going to do anything great if you're trying to do all the things. And I was like, now that's something I haven't heard before. And it hit hard, because it's true. I was working my butt off. I mean, I was working like 80 hours a week, but it wasn't working. We were just working. So I needed to learn to focus on one thing exclusively. At that time, I had a lot of different businesses. I was trying to teach women how to start a business from home. I was trying to do seminars in hotels. I was writing an ebook. I was going to school, hoping to become an attorney, working as a paralegal. I had a personal training business. You name it, I was doing all the things. And I decided in that moment to set aside the thing that I was maybe the most passionate about and just focus on one thing where I knew there was an opportunity. I saw an opportunity. I had interest in it. But I knew I had to take everything off my plate and focus on one thing, and that one thing was fitness. So I decided to set aside some of the other things, which I do today. Like today, for the last 10 years, I'm happy to say that I've been able to help tens of thousands of people build a business and have the same success and certainly exceed my success by teaching people what it is I've learned about marketing and business. But up until 10 years ago, I didn't focus on marketing and business building. I only focused on fitness until I became known for that. I focused on one thing, one very specific niche. So what I want to share with you today is how important it is to really take so much off your plate, to stop being pulled in everybody else's direction and feeling other people's agendas and letting your notifications and your phone and just what everybody else is doing, let that pull you off of your greatest path. Because I believe that if we can really get focused, like amazing things are going to happen like 10 times faster than if you try to do what everybody else is doing. First place I want to do, look, so here's what I'm going to do for you today, okay? Here's the deal. I'm going to blow through some really fast marketing tips. Really simple stuff. Okay, I'm going to blow through those. Then I'm going to give you my very best tips for taking everything that you've heard, everything that you've learned, everything that you feel, everything that you know you need to do, and implementing it with focus. And this is going to be especially helpful for those of you who I think most of us are today pretty easily distracted. So are we excited? Can I get to some marketing tips for you first? Okay, because marketing has gotten really a lot, especially in social media, has gotten so much easier. In the last, 4 months, and people don't even know this yet. People don't even know this. Like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, like it has all gotten so much easier, but you need to know why. It's gotten easier because it doesn't need to be your content anymore. You don't have to be super cute and interesting and like look amazing and you know, like go on camera every day, and it doesn't have to be like you on your Instagram posts or on your, like, I'm going to share with you some specific ways that you can grow your social media following very, very quickly in the next 30 days. But social media alone isn't a business, right? We've got to have systems in place. We have to have a method by which to convert those followers into customers. But what I'm going to share with you quickly are my very best and my quickest social media tips. And the first one has everything to do with focus. First of all, let me show you this. These are some of the accounts that I manage. Or I should say my team manages. Team is everything, right? So I know people sometimes complain about their social media, but like these are accounts where we are creating these accounts. Listen to me for a second, okay? And look at the size of these accounts. Like, so we've got accounts that have like 500,000 followers and beyond. But these accounts all attract, listen closely, attract the kind of person who's looking for whatever the service is that we offer by creating content that's related to the problem that our product or company solves, right? So we've got 5 different companies right now, which means we have a variety of social media accounts. We have a fitness account. We've got one that is really created to solve the problem of people who are trying to figure out how to build their business in social media, an account that's really focused on the mindset of abundance. Now, all of these accounts, here's the deal. All of these accounts, it's not me. It's shared content that's very specific to a niche. So here's your first step, all right? Your first step is this, and it has everything to do with consistency, and that is you need to post daily. Now, I'm not telling you that things aren't going to work out for you if you post, like, you know, a couple of times a week. But if you want to blow up in the next 30 days, you need to post to your feed daily. Don't freak out, because it doesn't have to be you. All those accounts that you just saw, with the exception of my own, those accounts, we're sharing content that's shareable, that's been created by somebody else. Okay, and I'm going to show you an example so you understand what I'm talking about, but you already follow accounts like this. It's the meme account, it's the home decor account, it's the boss babe account. It's, you know, you already follow accounts like that. And those accounts are driving traffic somewhere. They're just not about one person, one individual. So that should be a huge relief, right? But the very first step is you have to know your niche. That's focus again. That's focus. And I'd love to know how many of you struggle with niching down further. like when it comes to your social content. Like, wave at me or give me a thumbs up if you're like, yeah, I struggle to narrow down. Wave at me, or shake your head if you're like, no, I don't struggle with that. Okay, so almost everyone's waving. I need interaction. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I have to walk up real close because girlfriend's eyes don't see that far. Yes, Kira, thank you. All right, cool. Me too. Me too, totally. Even though that's what I teach, I still struggle because I'm like, well, I don't want to like narrow myself into a tiny little box. I don't want to exclude people. But about 30 days ago, I'm teaching this to my own students about how important it is for them to niche down to the place where it's like almost uncomfortable. You feel bad. Like, I'm really excluding some people. Like, I want you to niche down like so much that you're like, this is going to kill my reach and I'm going to offend some people. Like, I want to niche down that much. And so I thought, okay, well, I can do that for 30 days. So for 30 days, I just, instead of teaching and making content for everyone about building a brand in social media, I started just speaking exclusively to entrepreneurs who are very distracted. That's what I want to talk to. And also, I want to talk to for the last 30 days, I've talked to the entrepreneur who does not need motivation, but they need steps, and they need someone to keep them accountable, and they're very distracted. And I started just talking to her. And my account, get this, like, first of all, like, I've been doing this for forever. So when you look at my Instagram numbers, yeah, they're big, but like, I've friggin' been doing this for forever. Like, it's my job, right? And so by focusing, but I'd stopped growing. Like, it just was not growing. And how many of you have had that happen on your Instagram or Facebook? You're like, okay, what'd I do wrong? I'm not getting any growth. How many of you have had that happen? Yeah. Okay, so same thing happened to me. So I decided to niche down. And in the last 30 days, my account has grown 30,000 followers. That's insane. That's insane. 30,000 followers in 30 days by really saying, I'm only talking to a very, very select group of people. Kind of interesting. So don't be afraid to niche down. Second thing you have to do, and by that I mean, like, people need to show up to your account because, and they're talking about your account and they're saying, okay, she's the girl you need to follow if you have like ADHD or if you're an entrepreneur who's like all over the place. You need to follow her for that. I want people talking about your account like, listen, if you're in the market right now for lighting inside your new home or you need to change your interior, you need to follow so-and-so account. Like if you're right now redecorating and you want DIY ideas, oh, you have to follow Pretty on Fridays. Like I want people talking about your account because it's the account that does fill in the blank. Because right now what most people are doing is they're posting like all the lifestyle stuff. You know what I mean? And like nobody cares. I'm sorry. We don't have time. You don't see your friends' content. You don't see your family members' content because all of us are following way too many people. How do you become the top 2 or 3% of the accounts that people follow? By being an account that people are like, I know if I go to that, what I'm going to get. So you've got to post content that people want to share. People want to share. I'll give you an example. You have recently, I guarantee this, taken a screenshot of something you saw on social media, not at me if you've done this. You've taken a screenshot of something and you've shared it either to your stories or to a friend group or your husband or your best friend. You sent it to them and said, how funny is this? Not at me if you've done that. Not at me. Just nod. Yes. Okay. Of course. Of course you have. Because it said something about you. It's like, this is what I also find funny. You've probably also seen something where you're like, this is so powerful, I'm going to share it. Because it says something about you. We want to start posting. Listen very closely, okay? The next time you have to come up with a post for Instagram or Facebook, ask yourself, would other people be like, this is so good, I have to share it? I just posted today's my husband's birthday. Happy birthday, Brett. He's here with me. But I just posted like a happy birthday video to him. And I guarantee no one's going to share that because it, like, you know what I mean? Like, what? Why would they, right? So, but I'm still going to post that But for the most part, 99% of my content, I need to ask myself, is this share-worthy? And it doesn't have to be my content. It doesn't have to be your content. But it has to be great content where you're giving the original creator credit so that people will share it. Because if people share it, then people are going to find out about your content. And eventually, we get those people onto your social media platform and into your store and onto your website and buying from your business, brand awareness. Use 30 hashtags on every single post. Put those 30 hashtags in the comment section, not your caption. All right, because Instagram doesn't care where you put it, so it looks prettier in your first or as soon as you can in a comment. All right, those 30 hashtags need to change based on the content that you're posting. The 30 hashtags need to match the content. So you can't say, I don't want you to put on your post taxes, tax accountant, etc., but it's a picture of what you ate for lunch. You follow? Okay. You need to limit the amount of self-promotion that you post to your feed. You can do that all day long in your stories, but in your feed, it's just going to kill your reach. And then I also want you to start creating engaging stories. That means put stickers on stuff, ask people questions, ask people to ask you questions. We want people tapping on your stories. So it shouldn't be a monologue. It should be a dialogue, and it should be interactive. Like, we love to tap, and that's how your content's going to show up ahead of everybody else's. And then lastly, post a reel. Okay? Post a reel. It's a 30-second video, and Instagram freaking loves these reels. Right now, this is Instagram's baby. So you're gonna get, listen to me, I promise you this, you're gonna get like a 10x increase in your reach just by posting a reel. Super simple. All right, I'm gonna share with you one of my reels that went crazy viral, and it was the very first reel that I posted when I decided who it was I wanted to niche even further down and speak to. So if we could pull up that 30-second reel video, that'd be awesome. Give us a second here, guys. We'll pull that up. But you can create these too. They're very simple to create. You don't have to be creative. You can look at what other, that's the cool thing about reels, is you can look at what other people have done, and it's really simple to say, like, oh, okay, I can see how that would translate to what it is I do. Here we go.
I sit down to record a podcast, then I realize I don't have my notes. So I head upstairs and I get a text, which is just enough distraction for me not to remember why I'm upstairs. But then I see some laundry, so I sit down to fold it and realize there's a bunch of things I need to order on Amazon, which I spend the next 30 minutes doing. As I'm putting away my yoga tights, I realize things look really disorganized, so I spend the next 40 minutes reorganizing my yoga tights. And in a stroke of luck, I find my coffee cup and my notes. Head to the kitchen to reheat my coffee and realize, apparently I did this yesterday too.
Can you relate? Is that you? Yeah, I would say that's the life of an entrepreneur. You know, if you were following me around on a bad day, that's what you would see. Like, my brain has all these different ideas. I love seeing your guys' comments. This is great. People are like, that's me. That's me. That's me too if I don't have parameters in place. Okay, so that video is like 30 seconds, and it's had over 4 million views on TikTok, I think a million on Instagram, and it's niche specific. Like, it's, and we actually ended up using that reel as an ad too, because it's engaging and it's funny and it's relatable. Like, if you see that and you're like, that's me, then you're probably going to follow and see more content that fits that niche. All right, so now I want to share with you, this is an account. It's called Insta Club Hub. This is an account we started 3 months ago. It's already at 16K. This is outdated. 16K. And this is an account, again, where I'm sharing, or my team is sharing, great Instagram tips created by other creators. And you might say to yourself, well, then how are you going to use that to sell? Because the stories are all about you. The content serves a niche. It solves a problem. Okay, so go ahead and take a look at that account when you got time, Insta Club Hub, and it's all what I shared with you just previously. You'll see there's lots of longer tutorials there to help you understand some of what we talked about. And you'll see this as an example of what I just talked about. But now I want to share with you about focus, because our reality is determined by our focus, right? If we focus on the things that produce the results that we desire, that becomes our reality. And when I say results, I don't just mean money. So I don't know about you, but I ain't focused on money at all. I'm focused on one word, peace. Yeah, I'd like to make some money, and I'm going to make sure that happens. But ultimately, my measure is, will doing this disrupt my peace? Because I don't care what the paycheck is. If I am going to be stressed out and overwhelmed or unhappy or feel controlled, oh, my God, I cannot handle feeling controlled. Don't tell me what to do and when to do it, right? That's like why we all became entrepreneurs. Then the answer is yes, if I know I can maintain my peace. So that to me is an important result. What's the result you're looking for? Is it financial? Is it a feeling? Focus on that and then the activities that give you that, because time management doesn't work, right? You can't manage time. You're only managing your focus. So I'm going to share with you what I do with extreme ADHD. Now, I'm telling you, before I started doing these things, I always struggled in school. We were massively in debt. And I can tell you that today we are, you know, in an eight-figure earning category and have built and sold seven-figure businesses. And that would not be possible if I hadn't learned to manage me. I'm dangerous without these systems in place, so I'm going to share them with you, because you have just been given, over the course of the last 3 days, the gift of the right steps. Now what we have to do is manage your focus. Like, we literally have to put blinders on you, because all those other things are going to become a distraction. So the very first piece of advice that I have for you entrepreneurs, I'm telling you, we are so often like, oh, I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Yeah, I don't need to put it in writing. I know what I'm doing. I got it up here. Put in writing. Whether that's your social media interaction time, your exercise time, your meditation, the time that you go to bed, all of these things, you need to put them in writing. Schedule freaking everything, like almost everything. You can schedule that too. The next step that I have for you is to create a weekly do not do list. This is, you guys, what you're looking at on the screen, this is my do not do this week. I cannot go near Clubhouse. That is like crack for someone who is easily distracted. Like, I've taken it off my phone. I can't go near it. Another thing, I cannot go to Revolve or Etsy because I'll be lost for 5 hours. Ladies, do you feel me? Like, I'm like, oh, I need some earrings. And then 6 hours later, I'm buying like a barn door. What's going on? Like, what? Makes no sense. I can't do that. That's not the best use of my time. I do not need to go to the Explore page on Instagram. If I follow you, I apologize. I haven't seen anything you've posted this week because you've been on my do not do list, right? Also, I cannot solve other people's problems. That for me is like when I don't feel like doing the thing that I need to do, I have like a certain group of friends or people that I know that I can call them up and like figure out that they've got a problem, and they always will because they always do. And I'm like, oh, good. So I can solve her problem. And then I feel good about myself even though I haven't done the things I need to do. So that's on my do not do list. And I don't need to reorganize my closet because that's another thing that I do to procrastinate. Like, you have to be self-aware. Can I take a moment right now for each of you to write down 3 things that you do not need to do this week? Write it down. Are you self-aware enough? Write it in the comments for me so I can see it. Just type it right out. The 3 things you do not need to do this week. I need to stop myself from doing this because I've got bigger dreams. I want to level up. So many of you just made the ultimate investment, and you're going to get a major return on that investment. You have become pinnacle members. Y'all, you need a do not do list because you got bigger things to do. This is fun to see. This is awesome. I do not need to check my mail hourly. So good. I do not need to go on TV. I do not need to watch my reality TV shows. I love this. All right, cool. Here's the next thing you have to do. You have to prioritize. You have to know where things fall, because every day there's a million things that feel like they need to be done. I like to just pick 3 things that have to be done today. Everything else I can ask for help, aka delegate. Or I can plan for it later. It's not urgent. Or I can just get rid of it all entirely, right? But you've got to know when you put something on your to-do list, not everything has to be done. You're never going to feel accomplished. Get it out of your brain and on paper. I call that a brain dump. Because if you're trying to keep track of it up here, you just keep bouncing it around and you don't realize how much stress that causes you trying to remember it. Get it on paper and then prioritize it. Break your phone habit. Here's what I mean by that. Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma? It's on Netflix. Watch it. It's freaky. But it's also not surprising because you're like, yeah, it's problematic. And I kind of think I wonder if our phones are giving people ADHD. I mean, I think there's so many people who are like, I don't know that I had it as a kid, but man, I cannot focus for the life of me now. I can't remember what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm constantly being interrupted and doing different things. I think our phones have a lot to do with that. And I think in the last 2 or 3 years, maybe last 4 years, I've come to recognize like all the ways I was trying to use my phone to help me manage my attention was like going to an AA meeting at a bar. You know what I'm saying? Like your phone is the ultimate temptation when it comes to grabbing your attention. It's the ultimate distraction. So I want you to break this habit, and you can do it. I'm not saying you never go on your phone. I'm saying how many of you're constantly grabbing for it. Yes, just nod. You're like, would you, if you're driving down the road and you didn't have your phone with you and you're going to be late for the flight, are you turning back around? Do you sleep with it? Do you fall asleep with it on your chest? Are you constant? Like it's become so second nature, right? But we can break that habit. And by doing so, by just spending less time with your phone, I promise you will have a more productive, more successful, more peaceful year. Do you want that? Of course. That's the answer. So how important is it to you? Because you can break this habit. Now imagine if you were to carry a compass that told you exactly where to go, how valuable that would be. Right? Like, in fact, if our phones did that for us, if our phones told us exactly what we needed to be doing at what point and how long we were supposed to be doing it for, that would be valuable. But you know what our phones do to us? Our phones do this to us, right? I mean, we're just like, notification, email. Oh, someone's going live. Oh, another notification. Oh, I opened up my phone to call someone, but I saw there's a notification. Like, it literally is like a compass spinning in a circle. And that's why I stopped caring about my phone as much as I care about my planner. And this is not any type of a plug for my planner. This is you need your own. And I don't know what that planner needs to look like for you, but here's what I'm telling you it should consist of. One planner. This is not working for you if you've got post-it notes everywhere. This is not working for you if you have 5 notebooks. That doesn't work. You are above that. You are better than that. 5 notebooks? Like, have 5 girlfriends. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. You need one, and it needs to be, in my opinion, tied to your body. This is my compass. This is what tells me what I need to be doing next and at what time. Get a day planner. Find one that works for you and live. Instead of every time you go to grab your phone, I just want you to tell yourself, okay, I'm about to distract myself. And every time you go to grab your planner, you say to yourself, I am keeping myself accountable. I'm staying focused. Does this hit hard for you? Do you understand the value of that? And you need a focus mantra. My focus mantra is this. I say all day long. Every time I'm like, well, but I kind of need to do some online shopping. I kind of need to look at TikTok for another hour. I ask myself constantly, is this the best use of my time and talent? Because it's really hard to say yes when you know that's not true. And it's a lot easier to put down whatever it is you're doing when you're like, yeah, it's not. It's just not. It's just not. So that's my mantra. Feel free to use it or create your own. But in addition to a mantra, I want to tell you a story. Knowing how we were at a place in our business, like many of you are, just a couple of years ago, where it's like, okay, this is good. But man, we just can't break that ceiling. We just keep hitting that mark. And I don't believe that's my ceiling, but why can't we get past this mark? So Brett and I, my husband and I, decided to hire a mentor. And we invested, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? We invested $250,000 for 1 year service. Like, are you going to throw up? Because my husband was going to throw up. And I said, listen, so far my track record is when I do any type of business development, you know, the average, they say, for each dollar you spend on business development, you get a $7 return. So I'm like, and right now my average is like $70. So dude, we should do this. Imagine what would be possible. Like if I can keep up this track record, if we can keep up this track record, we should do this. And we bit the bullet and decided to do that because we knew it wasn't the knowledge that we knew we would gain. You know what it was? It was someone keeping us on course. Because when you're paying that kind of money, and some of you just made a big investment, and it's scaring you, or maybe you're still thinking about it, but you know what that investment does? It holds your feet to the fire. It forces you to have skin in the game. In our very first meeting with our coach, our very first meeting was a $1 million decision. Like we literally, in the first probably 20 minutes of that meeting, got an idea that within the first quarter of being with our coach, we made $1 million more than we had the year prior. Crazy. But it kept continuing because we had made that investment. Like, you'll let yourself down. You'll be like, oh, well, we didn't make that deadline. But, like, when you make that investment in someone who's going to hold you accountable, like, you do it. It's like when you order food at a restaurant, you're like, well, I guess I better eat everything on the plate because I ordered it, right? It's that, I don't know what it is, but it really does hold you accountable when you have skin in the game. And that's the decision that we made for ourselves, was to invest in accountability. And that's the last thing I want to leave you with, because I have had the good fortune of meeting some incredibly successful, very distracted, but incredibly successful people. And it doesn't matter the industry. I have not yet met someone at that level who actually has some peace in their life, who hasn't invested in that accountability, in someone who says, I'm going to make sure you do this. If you know someone, let me know. Because I'm just telling you, that is the one thing incredibly successful people have in common, is they know, I need boundaries. I need accountability. I need someone to show me the steps. I need someone to keep me on course because I have the motivation. So if you believe in yourself enough to know that you deserve that too. It has been an honor to be here with you today. It has been an honor to share my story with you. I'd love for you to reach out and say hello on Instagram. And, of course, you can wish my husband a happy birthday. And I just want to say congratulations to every single one of you who made that decision to invest in yourself. It's a pretty cool thing. And I'm excited to see where you're going to be a year from now. Thanks, guys.